Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Tamura, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah starts being learned with Chosas Rabbis Rachel. Shishi Bezeicher Find Yosef Hagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says, "Eim Mirin Evarim BeUbarin V'Lo Ubarim BeEvarim." No doing Tamura, meaning it simply doesn't work. We're dealing with limbs and fetuses, or fetuses and limbs, which means a person takes a regular behemah of chulin, and he says that the limb of this behemah should take on the kedusha of the ubar of the fetus, the baby which is in the stomach of the animal which is kadosh. Or he did it the other way around. He said the limb of the animal that's kadosh should be transferred to the ubar in the stomach of the chulin animal. That doesn't work. And also v'lo evarim v'ubarim b'shleimim, we can't do tamura with evarim and ubarim, even if it's coming from a shalim. If he tries to transfer the kedusha from the animal which is designated as the carbon onto evarim or ubarim of chulin animal, that doesn't either work. And v'lo shleimim bahen, and not shleimim with them, meaning if he tries to transfer the kedusha of the ubar of a hektish animal or of a limb of a hektish animal onto a full chulin animal, that doesn't work. Now Rabbi Yossi says, memir evarim b'shleimim, you could do a tamura of evarim with shleimim, v'lo shleim be'evarim. Now Rabbi Yossi explains himself, because v'aloi mukdashen, with a regular animal that he wants to make hektish, ha'omer, if he says, ragla shel zu ayla, the leg of this animal should be an ayla. So the leg becomes kadosh, and actually, kul ayla, that spreads kedusha to the rest of the animal as well. Af k'shi'omer, ragla shel zu tachazu, also when he says, the leg of this chulin animal should be instead of this entire kadosh animal, te kul tamura tachteo, the entire animal becomes tamura in its place. However, we don't pause like Rabbi Yossi, that looks like the Tanakama. Now moving on to Mishnah Daled, the next two Mishnayos are discussing a number of topics that fit under the same category, or we bring Tamura among them. So number one, in hamedoma medameya el fi chashben, medoma is not medameya except based off the chashben. What's this referring to? So we know that when one part truma falls into 100 parts chulin, everything's batal. But if it falls into less than 100 parts chulin, so then this entire mixture is called medoma and has to be treated as truma. Now let's say some of this mixture falls into more chulin. So we don't look at the original truma that fell in the original chulin mixture and say that we need to have 100 parts chulin in the new mixture to be mevatel the original truma that fell into the original mixture. We just do it based off of the cheshbon, based off proportions. So say for example, one part truma had fallen into 99 parts chulin, and so everything's medoma over here, and then one of the parts of that mixture fell into 99 parts of chulin. We don't say that the new mixture is medoma, because we just view it based off of the cheshbon of how much truma had fallen into the original mixture, and that means that this one piece that fell in from the original mixture, only 1/99th of it is considered truma, and so therefore, of course, everything would be batal. Another din, the following also has to do with truma, this time in terms of a dough. Back in the day, they didn't use regular yeast. They actually took a piece from an old dough that had risen so much, it became very potent. That's called sa'ar in the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Gemara. We would translate this perhaps as a sourdough yeast starter of some sorts, and we know that if truma sa'ar falls into a chulin dough and causes it to rise, so the whole thing has a din of truma now, because the truma is so potent, that's what caused the whole chulin dough to rise. However, let's say a piece of that dough now falls into another one. Is that new dough considered truma or not? So it's the same thing, says the Mishnah. Ein ha-mechometz mechametz al fi chashben. That which became mechometz, the dough rose because of the truma sa'ar that fell inside, it's not going to be mechametz another dough, meaning it's not going to now cause another dough to be treated as truma, except based off the cheshbon of how much truma was in that little piece of the first dough that fell into the second one. And lastly, this din has to do with a mikvah. We know that a kosher mikvah is 40 saw of megashamim. We have to have 40 saw, which is a certain measurement of rainwater that falls into a hole or a pit or a bar, whatever it is, and that's considered a kosher mikvah. It can't be maim she'uvim. You can't draw water from the river. You can't turn on the water in your sink and fill up a bucket with it and make a mikvah like that. And we also know that if we do not have a full 40 saw mikvah of kosher mikvah water, and then 3 lugin of maim she'uvim, which is pasul water, falls inside, that pasul's the mikvah. However, says the Mishnah, in a maim she'uvim pasul mikvah el fi chashben, maim she'uvim is not going to pasul the water except for based off of the chashben of how many kalim were used, namely if 3 kalim or less were used to fill up this mikvah with maim she'uvim, so then it's pasul, because that means that each kli had at least 1 leg of water in it, as opposed to if there was more kalim, if there was let's say 4 or 5 or 6 or however many kalim, and that means that each kli had less than a leg of maim she'uvim, that's not going to pasul it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue with this Mishnah Hay and on to Mishnah Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.